Check, mic check. What up? January 8th, 2025. Scott Speaks coming at you here on the BroPod Network. You know, I'm literally sitting here in a hotel room. You might hear the fan running. I'm just too lazy to get up and turn it off because I'm comfortably sitting in one of the queen beds here at the Fairfield Inn and Suites in Draper, Utah. Anyway, I was just on my laptop going through some stuff, going through some emails, looking at bills, and conveniently decided to pop open Audacity, which is the audio program software that I use here to record this very podcast you're listening to, and whenever Todd and I record, this is what I use as well, obviously. Todd could not record tonight for some reason, so this is why you're getting a Scott Speaks this week. Anyway, I say that it's appropriate that Audacity is the program I'm using because I was just, and there's a couple things I want to talk about tonight. But anyway, I was just looking at my bill from, and I'm going to call them out, from Waste Management. Waste Management is the refuse company, I'll call it, that I use to take away trash from my home. It's funny, it's one of those things that, and maybe this is true, my entire life as a kid, I always thought slash assumed, and again, this might even be true, I don't know, that like the city or the county provided trash pickup. Am I wrong? Does anyone know? Anyone that grew up in Columbia, South Carolina? I just thought that was something the city provided. I thought that was a taxpayer benefit. And again, maybe it was, but if it wasn't, that's fine. I didn't pay bills as a kid. But anyway, and so, and by the way, same thing when I lived in South Carolina after college for more than a decade. But again, I wasn't the homeowner, so I guess I could ask Adam that. But anyway, but then I moved to Denver, and the first year I lived in an apartment complex, and so again, didn't have to pay anything for trash. We just had the large bins. But then purchased my first home, and wouldn't you know it, one of the, I'll call it, hidden expenses of homeownership, in addition to all of the other hidden expenses, is that you have to, where I live anyway, you have to pay for a private trash removal service. And so for the first few years that we lived in our home, I used a different company whose name I cannot even remember anymore. And they billed quarterly. And it started out, it was like $70 a quarter when I first moved to the house. So what is that, $280 a year, give or take? And then, again, was with them for a few years. And so just after 3 years, 4 years, it slowly crept up to like $75-$80 a quarter. And yes, I'm that guy. I was like, this is ridiculous. This is America. Commercialism at its finest. Let me find something, you know, in the competitive marketplace that's cheaper. So I looked around, and sure enough, Waste Management, a national company, very well known. Waste Management was, at the time, I want to say it was $21 all in, $21 a month. So I was like, 63 sounds better than 70. And so I switched. And look, the Waste Management, because they're a much larger company, does have a lot of benefits that the other trash company doesn't have. First of all, they have much cooler trucks. They have the trucks with the giant claws on the side. So the driver literally, in almost every case, doesn't have to get out of the truck. He just pulls up within 5 feet of the can. As long as it's facing the right way, he presses a button, a claw goes out, ring, picks up a trash can, boom, flips all your trash into a small bin. And after he does, you know, a half dozen or so houses, he presses a button and wing, the small bin flips up over into the back of the truck, and it automatically, like, it's all automated. I mean, not surprisingly. So was everything we do in life, right? But in any event, but not only that, but it, as a paying member, you can go online and watch little videos of them picking up your trash. They record everyone with like a little dash cam thing. And it was just whatever, who cares? I didn't, none of that mattered to me. It was cheaper. So I went with it. And again, I'll say we've been with them 4 years, maybe 5 years at this point. And like everything else in this fucking world, the price just slowly but surely keeps creeping up. What started out as $21, and it, you know what? It might have been $19 a month when we first. It might have been $17. I don't know. It was. It probably was. Now that I stop and think about it, it was cheap enough that I was like, "This is worth it." Because I think I even had to pay like a $25 fee to move away from the other company because they had to come pick up the truck. Or pick up the can. Yeah, that really cost $25. Give me a fucking break. But anyway, so I did it. Let's say it was, I think it was actually in the teens, $17 or $19. So it slept, it crept up into the 20s, 21, 22, 23. Most of last year, and by the way, also every month the price is a little different. I mean, maybe 20 or 30 or 40 cents different, but I'm like, what? Why is this price different? Am I paying for the variation in gas prices? Like, what the hell is going on? Quote me a price and stick to it. And I'm 100% certain that somewhere deep in the contract that I signed, it says we can change the price whenever the fuck we want. And that's what they do. So anyway, so it had crept up to most of 2024. It's now obviously 2025. Most of 2024, it was between $24 and $25, right? And that is the combination of two things. It's a flat fee. They actually list it as the can rental fee, which is a fucking joke. But it's a flat fee and then an energy surcharge. Hard to figure out and find a definition of what the energy surcharge is exactly. But here we are. So, okay. So like I just now looked at a bill from my December bill, December 2024. It was like 21 and change for the rental fee and right around $3 for the energy surcharge. So again, somewhere between $24 and $25. Well, I just looked at I got an email from my pending bill for January of 25, and it's $28. So what used to be a glorious, we'll call it $51 a quarter, because again, we'll assume it was like $17, has now vaulted itself up to $84 a quarter, essentially. And it's just fucking annoying. It was just from December to January, there was a 20% increase in both, because I looked at the details, in both the trash can rental fee and the energy surcharge. Now again, these prices slowly ticking up, tick, 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 every single month. And the weird thing is, literally sometimes they would go down too. So it's like, what are we really doing here? I feel like you guys are just making this shit up as you go along. Here, I'm looking at it right now. So going back to April of 24, it was $24.67. And then going forward, May, June, July, $24.59, $24.40, actually went down. $24.42, $24.40 again, $24.27, $24.16, $24.19, $24.15, and then boom, in January, $28.96. So it's now $29. So excuse me, it's 87 a quarter. We're going to round up. I was doing $28. We'll call it 29. It's a 20% increase. What the fuck is changing that justifies a 20% increase? It's not my fault that you guys can't figure out, your accountants can't figure out, can't amortize your asset or whatever the fuck you're doing to make it so that it is a steady price. Listen, capitalism, I'm all about it. But don't tell me that last year Waste Management wasn't making a profit. Maybe as the year went on, they're making less of a profit for any number of reasons. I don't know why that might be. I'll tell you one thing. It's not because I'm sure it's not because they're overpaying their employees. I'm sure it's not because they added employees. Because the waste management people, unlike the other company I used, and if you think back to your childhood, no matter how old you are, when you picture a trash truck driving down the street, what do you picture? You picture somebody driving, maybe somebody in the passenger seat, and always a guy hanging off the back. Not waste management. Because of the giant robot claw arm, it is a single-manned truck. That's it. It's one guy, does all the work, drives a truck. You know, again, occasionally they have to come out and, you know, move a can around. Or I live in a cul-de-sac, so sometimes if there's cars parked along the side of the road, you know, that the one guy has to get out and kind of move the can closer to the claw because he doesn't want to damage a car, which that has to happen all the time. Every time I see that arm, I'm like, thank God I have a garage and I park my cars in the garage because you're just asking for trouble parking in the street when on trash day anyway. But anyway, my point is between December of 24, January of 25, my fee has gone up almost $5. Now, I can hear Todd. He's never going to listen to this because Todd never listens to anything on the BroPod Network. But if he did, I might bring this up next time we do a pod, which hopefully will be next week. I can hear his eyes rolling as he's hearing me complain about this. Scott, it's $5. It's $60 a year. It's the principle of it. Why? Please justify for me how you increase my price 20%. And again, all right, fine. Take away the concept of me going from $24 to $29 with waste management. My fucking Xfinity bill, which I don't have those numbers in front of me, but which is my cable and internet and all, I mean it's everything rolled into one. It went up, it may have been 20% too. It also had a giant jump this month. Like an annoyingly large jump. And again, out of the blue, am I getting better service? Am I getting faster internet? No. Fuck no. I definitely am not. I'm not getting shit. I'm getting the same coverage. I'm getting the same internet speed. I'm getting the same everything. And it's frustrating. It really is frustrating. Again, look, I get it. I'm fine with capitalism. I'm fine with companies wanting to maximize profits, but A, either do it a little slower so that your consumer base doesn't notice it. That's my first suggestion to all companies that I'm indirectly speaking to. But B, justify it. Waste management, you want to charge me 20% more? Give me a can that's not fucking cracked and broken because of your giant claw arm bullshit. How about that? Xfinity, you and yes, I'm calling out these companies. Like, what the fuck? Xfinity, you want to charge me 20% more, well over $200 a month for internet and cable TV? How about you give me an extra channel? Give me one of the premium channels. I swear, if you pull up the guide on my TV, and Jamie and I were talking about this just the other day. You pull up the guide on my TV, and if you're just kind of flipping around channels, there will be channels like, I think, is it Cartoon Network? There's some channel that I was trying to find something for Isla to watch. This was about a month and a half ago. I was like, oh, this, you know, just based on the name, I was like, this is something she'd probably enjoy. So clearly a kid's channel, right? Cartoons, whatever. I clicked on it. You're not subscribed to this channel. Well, then don't let me see it. Don't let me see it in my guide. Why am I flipping through 1,200 fucking channels if I can only access 150 of them? And also, I'm paying you an arm and a fucking leg. How about you give me those channels? Does it cost them anything more to turn that channel on if it's not a premium channel? No. No, it doesn't. It's already it's already beaming to my house, right? No, of course, I don't understand how the zeros and ones work in cable television, but I feel very confident that it would cost nothing more for them to just allow me to see that channel. So it's just annoying. Everybody's trying to pinch pennies and then raise cost. I mean, what was it, a year, 2 years ago, the big word, one of the words of the year, I think, was shrinkflation. This, if you don't know, the concept of specifically with groceries, where, you know, a box of Cheerios, let's say, you know, used to have the family size box, used to have 16 ounces or 20 ounces worth of Cheerios. And now it's still called family size, but it has 16 ounces or it has 14 ounces or whatever. And you're paying the same price and you're probably paying a higher price. A couple of years ago, at least, that was, you know, a year or two ago. That's when the big concern about grocery prices was going on. Well, this is the same thing, essentially. I'm paying more. It's a little different, but I'm paying more for the same shit. I'm paying a premium and I'm not getting a premium. I'm just paying more money. Now, again, for those of you long-term economists out there, I understand the price of things have gone up every 5 or 10 year period throughout the entirety of history. I get that. But this is excessive and it's very annoying because, again, the calendar flipped. So what? What has changed? You want me to pay more? Show me what you're giving me. What am I getting for my additional output of resources to your company? And now, here's what I'm going to do. As soon as I finish recording this, I'm going to go back, as soon as I figure out the name of it, I'm going to go back to that trash company that I originally signed up with when I first purchased my house now 10 years ago. 10 years ago? Yeah, 10 years ago. And 10 years ago this June. And I'm going to see what their price is. And if it's lower, I will jump right back. Because this, on principle, is pissing me off. Now, is Waste Management going to charge me probably $75 to come pick up my trash can? Of course they are. Come get it. It's a piece of shit anyway. Squirrels get into it and raccoons get into it all the time because it doesn't close properly because their mechanical arm crushed it and put a big hole in it, actually, towards the top, so it's not that impactful. But put a big gash and hole in it, allowing squirrels and raccoons to get into it because the top doesn't close as it should. So, fine. I will do the math to ensure that if within a year I can make back that $75 or whatever that fee is going to be, I'm going to do that and just hope that the savings that I get make up for it within that 12-month period and then stay low enough going forward. Because I have no reason to think that Waste Management's not going to just continue on, continue raising prices. And by the way, to her credit, that's what Jamie suggested I do when I got the new Xfinity bill for 2025, and it was up 15 or 20%. She was like, just call them, threaten to leave. But here's the annoying part. Since living in Denver, we've had Xfinity the whole time. First of all, it's gone. Since 10 years ago when I first started using Xfinity, the monthly price has probably gone up 75, 80%. And I definitely am getting fewer channels now than I was before. So what the fuck? But second of all, no less than 4 or 5 times have I called them, threatened to leave, in order to get a lower price on the package. And invariably, it's like for 6 months or maybe 12 months. And then again, right when we walk off that cliff of the 6 month or 12 month period, boom, it jacks back up again to a regular price. Because I was on a discount bundle or some bullshit. So, but it's just, it's all a scam. And of course, those that have ever done it know, when you're in this exact situation, and you call specifically Xfinity and try to, you know, barter with them to get a lower deal, they'll eventually probably give it to you most times. They'll put you on this plan where there is a cliff at the end where you fall off and you're back to normal. But also you go through this entire rigmarole where they're trying to sell you premium channels and, oh, don't you want the HBO package? Don't you want the whatever? No, I want the same thing. I just don't want to pay as much. This is ridiculous. And this, by the way, this is going to be my argument. Why? What am I getting? You raise my premium my monthly payment, 15-20%, what am I getting for that? And they're going to have an answer because it's all part of their script. They'll have some bullshit ready to go. But it's just that. It's bullshit. There's nothing they can tell me that I can think of, at least, where I'd go, oh, good point. Never mind. Let me keep paying $280 a month or whatever it is. $260. It's some ungodly number. Now, again, Todd will never listen to this, but in the interest of keeping it like a bro pod, what would Todd say? Cut the cord, Scott. I'm looking into that. I spoke to good friend Mike Lockard during the kind of bachelor trip or whatever back in October. He switched to Hulu Live not that long ago, and that's what I'm looking at. I'm very seriously considering switching to Hulu Live, cutting the cord. The big issue that I have is that Xfinity doesn't have a true monopoly on internet service in Denver, but they're definitely the best internet service provider. Now, I could go down to just using Xfinity for internet. True. But it's not a good deal. It's like, I want to say $130 or $140. Hulu Live is $70. So again, if I went to that exact combination, it would still be cheaper than what I'm doing now. True. But what I'd really like to get into, but it literally is just not available in my area, is Google Fiber. Google Fiber is slowly taking over the country, but it's just not there yet. Specifically, it's just not there yet, literally where I live. You can put in your zip code, and it will show you if it's available or not, and it's just not available where I live. So that sucks. And honestly, as I'm looking at this, where is Google Fiber available? In Colorado, it's available in Adams County, Denver, Golden, Lakewood, Westminster, Wheat Ridge. Unfortunately, I don't live in any of those places. And that's the problem. And it's just really frustrating because, again, 1 gig, $70 a month. $70 a month. I'd even do the 2 gig, which is good, as it says here, good for next-gen gaming and streaming. It's $100 a month. $100 a month for 2 gig plus $70 a month for Hulu Live plus sports or whatever they call it. Amazing. Amazing. I would love to do that. But I currently cannot. So, anyway, just a rant that I kind of had to get off my chest. Not going to lie to you. That's why I did it. That's why I hopped on today. I had this idea that that I was going to talk about. I thought of it at dinner, which is pretty odd, but which is, it's almost morbid, honestly, but which is this concept of, if you knew when you were going to die, not how, but when, what would you do? Let's say you knew that at noon on Saturday, let's not even say Saturday, at noon on, you know, January 31st, 2028, at high noon, you were going to die. And you found that out today. So you have a little over 3 years. And again, you don't know how, and there's nothing you could do to change it. You just knew that was going to happen. What would you do different in your life? I mean, look, if that was true exactly, there would be a lot of things I would do differently. I wouldn't be working anymore. So it's like, well, I have 3 years left. I'm going to live it up as best I can. But I'm not only talking about what would you do in Dave Matthews reference warning, in the space between, but what would you do, meaning in those years in between, obviously as well as what I was referring to there. But what would you do when it's like a month to go, a week to go, the day before? And it's one of those stupid hypotheticals that, I mean, unless you have a futuristic view that's beyond my grasp, I think it's pretty clear that it's never going to be a reality for anyone. They're going to know exactly when they will cease to exist. But, and this is probably a good imponderable to bring up with Todd next time we do the podcast, so hopefully I'll remember to do that. But what would you do? I pose this question to you, the listener. Send an email to the show, thebropodnetwork@gmail.com, thebropodnetwork@gmail.com. What would you do if you knew the exact time of your demise? How would you change your life? And you know, you could maybe flip it to a completely different type of question if you're like, yeah, it's in 45 years. Oh, okay. Honestly, knowing me, I'd probably forget. I mean, I'd make note of it. Like, oh, okay, I'm not going to die until 2060. Cool, that's a long way away. Probably need to continue working. But good to know. And also, let's say it was that crazy far away. And again, you somehow just had this inkling that it would never change no matter what you did. Would you start doing crazy shit? Like, I'm going to become a semi-pro skydiver. I'm going to start racing dirt bikes. You know, just again, because you can. Because you have nothing to fear. Because you know you're going to live up to that point. And so why not start taking a bunch of chances? I don't know. Just a thought, but oddly enough, I was sitting there eating dinner at Cafe Zupas across the street. Shout out. Excellent salad and sandwich tonight. And I don't know why, but I was just sitting there thinking that exact thought. What would I do if I knew the exact time and day of my death? So, again, morbid alert, but just had that thought. Anyway, so also let me know if any of you are facing, actually this is a good point and a good question. Let me know if any of you are facing very similar situations on your bill payments going up substantially. And specifically, let me know if any of you have successfully done something about it and made it work in your favor, shall we say. You've been able to call up and get it reduced. You've been able to bitch to the right company in order to get them to lower your monthly fee that you're paying. And definitely if you've done it with Xfinity specifically, let me know what your tactic was and I will follow it to a T if the outcome is what I'm looking for. So anyway, all right, I guess that's it. Just had the mic here, had the computer, figured what the hell. Again, Todd was unable to record today, so here I am doing a Scott Speaks. So yeah, thanks for listening. Do all the normal stuff. Like, subscribe, share, tell a friend, share the good news of the pod. And yeah, interact with us. TheBropodNetwork@gmail.com. TheBropodNetwork@gmail.com. BropodNetwork.com is the website, by the way. And of course, you can find us on X and Instagram at the_bro_pod. So slide into our DMs. If you have anything interesting to say, let me know. Anyway, all right, that's it. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll be back next week. And then in 2 weeks, probably, we'll be doing rewatchables of Young Guns, the Emilio Estevez vehicle that was honestly a seminal film of my youth. I really, really liked that movie when I was a kid. Was thrilled when Young Guns 2 came out, I think 2 years later. I think Young Guns was 87, Young Guns 2 was 89. So Todd and I will be talking about that and doing a clip of the Rewatchables in 2 weeks. So stay tuned for that. We'll see you then. And